Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين علمنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التشهد التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the last discourse on Dil ki Dunya, the world of the heart. If we know our hearts, we know the feelings of our hearts, we know what affects us and what does not affect us, we know the strength and the weaknesses of our own hearts, and we know how we respond to issues, then we'll be able to deal with our own heart, travel within our heart, and navigate our way to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Our hearts is like a lock. If you insert the right key in that lock of the heart, then that heart will open. But if you insert the wrong key in the lock of that heart will never open. And once you insert the right key in that lock of the heart, and when the heart opens, it opens wide open. Now, the door towards the recognition of Allah is open. The door towards the love and the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is wide open. And therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to the heart also as a lock. Allahumma aftah aqfala qulubina bi zikrik. Oh Allah, you open up the locks of our heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself refers to our hearts to be a lock. And the key for that lock of the heart is the zikr of Allah. The word zikr is a very general word. It would mean attaching yourself to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, thinking about Allah, talking about Allah, trying to recognize Almighty Allah. And the more we talk about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, different angles and dimensions of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the more our heart gets inclined towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Remember, throughout the month of Ramadan and throughout our life, we've got just one objective, one purpose. And that is the rida and the pleasure of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If we've got the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, if we have nothing else, but we just know that Allah is happy with us, we got everything. And if you have every single thing of the world, people around you praising you, you have all the comfort and luxuries of the world, but you don't have the rida and the pleasure of Allah, you got nothing. Our aim and objective is the rida and the pleasure of Allah. And repeatedly in the month of Ramadan, we've been making this dua, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. Allah, we want your rida, we want your pleasure, and we want jannah. There were a group of women, they were preparing a young girl to be a bride and to present that girl to the husband. They dressed her with the most beautiful attire. They put fragrance on her, different types of makeups on her. And as the norm is that after you prepare the bride, then the women that are there would praise that bride. You look so beautiful. You look so good. Nobody looks as beautiful as you. And all the words of beauty that's in the dictionary. This particular bride that is being presented to go to her husband, no excitement on her face. Total indifference. So one woman that was there, she asked this girl, the bride that is about to be presented to the husband, all of us are praising you. You look so beautiful, you look so good. You never looked better in your life before than what you are looking now. Why is there no excitement in your face? Is something bothering you? Something worrying you? She gave a very thought-provoking answer. She said, y'all are praising me. Y'all put clothes for me. Y'all put makeup for me. Y'all put perfume for me. Y'all are happy. What difference does it make? The person that I'm about to go, my husband, he must be happy. If he is happy, then it matters to me. If y'all are happy and he's not happy, it does not matter. I will only show excitement when I'm presented to my husband and he's happy. Respected elders and friends, throughout the month of Ramadan, we also donned the attire of Iman and Islam. Our outward appearance was of Islam. Many of us had our beards, we had our kurta, we had our topis, and our inside was saturated with Iman. We were conscious of our 5 daily salah, our sunnah, fragrance of Qur'an-i Kareem and recitation of the Qur'an-i Kareem was emitting all the time. That is, we had that fragrance of Deen and Iman in us. Now, what matters is the rida and the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accepts it and Allah is happy, we got everything. And therefore, we should still continue making dua. Allah must accept our fasting of the month of Ramadan. Allah must accept our tilawat. Allah must accept our dhikr. Everything for the rida and the pleasure of Allah. And we must introspect. Did I have ikhlas? Did I have lillahiyat? And if you honestly feel that you have lillahiyat, that is the proof of the rida and the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept it. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Saab, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his discourse of Dil Ki Dunya, he present the 7th prescription of spirituality and reformation. And he states, after all the different prescriptions he has mentioned, the last prescription is Tawheed. The word Tawheed literally means oneness of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But in the context of Islah and in the context of Tasawwuf, Tawheed means you resign yourself to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in every aspect of your life. If you are happy, it is because of Allah. Allah made you happy. If there is adverse condition, it is the decree of Allah. Any wealth came your way, decree of Allah. Anything went away, decree of Allah. Anyone praised you, decree of Allah. Anybody condemns you, decree of Allah. Sab kuch Allah ki taraf se. Everything is you attributed to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in the field of Islah and Tasawwuf, this is what you call Tawheed. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Saab further explains and elaborates on this, and he says, this world is a world of asbab. You adopt means. And in many instances, from the fiqh point of view, it is even wajib for you to adopt asbab and means. If a person is a husband, he can't be sitting at home and thinking that Allah provided my rozi, so it will come to me. Allama Shami had mentioned you have to leave the house. Go and earn your income. And then you leave the rest to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we got to adopt the asbab and means. But real Islah and Tawheed is you do not trust on those means. You just adopted the means. And Mufti Shafi Sahib gives a beautiful example to make us understand this. A person passes away, and there's a corpse there. If you tell somebody to lie down next to a corpse, a dead body, the husband sleeping next to his wife whole life, husband pass away and tell the wife, if you love your husband so much, he's a dead body, you go lie down next to him. Oh, for example, the wife is sleeping next to her husband whole life, husband passed away, tell the wife to lie down next to the husband. There's a coffin there, everything, and tell him to lie down next to that. Nobody would do that. You get a bad feeling. You get a negative feeling. You don't have the courage to do that. Despite the love the husband had for the wife have love for the husband, but nobody does that. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib says that asbab and means of the world that we have adopted is just like that corpse. It's there, but it's dead. Life can only come in it with the order of Allah. It can only be activated with the order of Allah. And this is what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهُ. That when Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala opened the rahmat for anyone, nobody is there to stop it. وَمَا يُمْسِكْ. And if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to stop it, Allah decreed not to give somebody something, nobody is going to give it to you. And this is the dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'atit. Allah, when you decree to give somebody something, nobody can stop. Wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at. And Allah, when you decree not to give somebody something, nobody can give it. Wa la radda lima qadayt. And Allah, if you have decreed something for somebody, nobody can stop it. This is what is called tawheed. Everything you attribute it to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You become totally indifferent to everything of the world. Everything you attribute it to Almighty Allah. This is called Tawheed. And by way of example, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib presents the famous incident of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on safar with the Sahaba. It was in the afternoon time for Qailula, time for siesta. So the Sahaba spread out under different trees. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a separate isolated tree, he took a rest. He hanged his sword by the tree, by the branch of the tree. And a non-Muslim happened to pass by. He saw ideal opportunity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sleeping, his sword is even actually hanging there. They've got every reason now to take the sword and just assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He takes the sword. Nobody is around. This person is well equipped. He takes the sword and he jumps on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakes up and he asks Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is going to save you now? Understand the situation. You and I put in that situation, in a most vulnerable situation, most compromising situation, we immediately say, bye bye, give us a chance. The person asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is going to save you? Nabi Akram, this was what? Tawakkul. Everything you attribute, despite the apparent odds against the person, Nabi Akram mentioned, Allah. Allah. That was the tawakkul. That is tawheed. Submission, subjugation to Allah. Sab kuch Allah ke haath mein hai. Everything in the hand of Allah. The moment Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answered that, the person's hand shivered, the sword fell down, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took the sword and asked you, who's going to save you now? This is what we call Tawheed. Submit to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Sometimes we wonder that how do we submit? We have to adopt means and have some trust on the means. Remember, our iman is on Allah, Allah al-Hakim. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, whatever He does, there's always khair and goodness in it. We may not understand, we may not comprehend, and we can apply it in our own personal lives. Sometimes what we thought was good for us, it didn't happen. We probably were upset, but as we uncovered the history in life, journey in life, we saw, oh, what happened was better for us. One woman, she came to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, and she told Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, you the Nabi of Allah, and you tell me that Allah is just. I'm having difficulty in understanding this. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam asked her, what's the matter? She said, I'm a single woman. I have to look after my children. And I earn my income through weaving clothing. I have my instruments of weaving, I weave, I sell, and I earn my income. And one bird came, one eagle came, one bird came, and took my instruments of weaving and the cloth and took it away. Now if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was fair and just, why would Allah tabarak wa ta'ala deal with me in this way? Now we put ourselves in that situation, immediately we start questioning our iman. And tawheed is whatever conditions come upon a person, we say, but Allah knows best. Allah knows best. Allah deals with us in a way that Allah knows best in His hikmat and His wisdom. No sooner that this woman asked this question to Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, two men, they came up to Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam and presented a bag of gold. So Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, what is this for? See, we were traveling in the ocean and we were in troubled waters. In the center of the ocean, our boat was being rocked right, left and center. It was a matter of our life and death. And worst, water started coming inside our ship. We were in a life-threatening situation. Waves are hitting us, tumbling us left, right and center. So, at that time, we turned our heart to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in that most vulnerable situation. And we made dua to Allah, oh Allah, should you save us from this situation? You save our life. When we go on to shore, then we will give sadaqa and charity to the Nabi of the time. We made the dua, submission to Allah. Have yaqeen and trust in Allah. They said to Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, it was no sooner that we made the dua, we saw a bird and eagle flying on top. And it dropped something right in front of us. It was some material and instrument. We took that, we covered the holes in that boat, and somehow we came to the shore. And in fulfilling that wada, that promise we made to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we decided to present these two bags of gold to you. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam told to a woman, you're asking Allah is unfair? Allah took your instruments of weaving, and here Allah gave you two bags of gold. This is how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala deals with us. Have yaqeen, have conviction in Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how often we heard, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ Ibrahim. Recite to the people the incident and the information of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He's living, understand he's living in a community that everybody is against him and everybody is worshipping idols. But his ta'alluq was with Allah, indifferent to the situation. فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ All these idols, they are enemies, with the exception, I only got one friend, رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ And then see how he submits to Allah. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ وَالَّذِي يُمِيتِنِي ثُمَّ يُحِينَ وَالَّذِي أَتْمَعُ وَيَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينَ Everything of my life, my food is from Allah, my drink is from Allah, my sickness is from Allah, my cure is from Allah. And more so on the day of Qiyamah, I hope Allah will forgive me. Everything you attributed to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is how the Mufti Shafi Sahib explains that this is what we call Tawheed and submitting to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ My salat, my nusuk, referring to hajj or other shari'i obligations, my living and my dying, everything for Allah. I give myself completely to Allah. And in tashahud, this is what you and I read all the time. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. Submit to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wallah. My verbal worship is for you. Allah, my physical worship is for you. And Allah, my monetary worship is for you. Everything. We give ourselves completely to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allama Tahtawi has mentioned something very amazing. See, everyone in this world wants just three things. Salamat, rahmat, barakat. Salamat, rahmat, barakat. Salamat means peace. And we saw during the virus, where was the salamat? It's something we know. Now we understand the salamat even more important, more than what we understood it before. We want peace. We want everything to go well with us. No obstacles. No impediments. Second, rahmat, the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you have peace but you have the rahmat of Allah, what's the point? And third, you can have salamat, you can have rahmat, you also want barakat too. And barakat in the dunya, the akhirat. And when we read about at-tahiyyat, see, there's three components there. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. That, oh Allah, my verbal worship for you. In response to verbal worship, the first answer is assalamu alaikum. And then second one, was salawat. Oh Allah, my physical worship for you. Allah, I exert myself in your ibadat. In response to that, Allah say, wa rahmatullah. Allah's rahmat and mercy comes. And the third is, wa tayyibat. Oh Allah, my monetary worship is for you. Allah says, wa barakatuh. Allah's barakat comes. And this is what we give ourselves all the time to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept these discourses of dil ki dunya. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala open up our hearts. Open up our hearts. Attach our hearts to Almighty Allah. If our hearts are attached to Allah, we'll find sukoon and peace. Today we're going through an era of grief and depression. You go to our pharmacies, then you get different name of antidepressants. But for us, we turn to Allah. Make the zikr of Allah. Allahumma aftah aqfala qulubina bi zikri. Allah, you open up our hearts, the lock of our heart with our zikr. And that's why, inshallah, we should take out every time, morning, in the morning and the evening time to make zikr of Allah. And you know, the more zikr you have, that zikr has an effect in your blood also. The effect will have also, the zikr will have an effect on the anatomy of our body. From a medical point of view, we'll find it quite surprising. But you see, sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows it. Mufti Sulaiman Qasim Sahib from Johannesburg, quite a few years ago he passed away. When he passed away, now he was a person, he was the Khalifa Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he was very, very punctual on his zikr, very punctual on zikr. And the zikr he liked the most was Allah, Allah, Allah. When he used to make the zikr of Allah, the people could actually feel as though a well is pumping with water. A well is pumping with water, a machine pumping with water. When he had passed away, everybody saw on his forehead that there was actually the veins were protruding with Allah. Forward, on the veins, on the forehead, Allah is actually written. Make the zikr of Allah. And let us attach ourselves to Allah. That is why we take our time in the morning, take our time in the evening, not only confined to the month of Ramadan, but throughout our lives, make it a ma'mool, attach ourselves. We find a piece of contentment, serenity, attachment to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that is why it is said, you know, that when our akabir used to make dua, tere siwa ma'bood haqiqi koi nahi, tere siwa maujood haqiqi koi nahi, tere siwa maqsood haqiqi koi nahi, tere siwa mashhood haqiqi koi nahi. Allah, there's no one but you. You are the only one that is present. You are the only one that have the force. You are the only one that had the effect. May Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat, and to attach ourselves to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And may Allah accept all these discourses of dil ki dunya. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayh for all his writings, contributions. We benefit from the knowledge of our akabirin. Sometimes we just read kitab and we think fine. But our responsibility, you want to see barakat in our uloom, barakat in our knowledge, and the effect also to make isal e sawab to people from whom we have benefited with our knowledge. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. We'll spend few moments in making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Recite three times, Qul huwallahu ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إلا الله، 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 الله 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 الله. Last night of the month of Ramadan, make shukr Allah gave us this one extended day. All Allah's rahmat and mercy still comes down let us draw from the rahmat and the mercy of Allah, and also engage ourselves in lots and lots of dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The doors of rahmat are still open. It is all still the nights of itqum minan nar, freedom and emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And it's not a foregone conclusion that only the odd nights are Laylatul Qadr. The probability of the last night also being Laylatul Qadr is still there. It cannot be ruled out. So let us search for it. Let us exert ourselves in ibadat. Continue our normal ma'mulat, our tilawat, our zikr, our tahajjud, our dua. Continue with all that. We ask Hazrat Maulana Machuhan Sahib Maddazilluhu to make dua, inshallah. And all of us say ameen from our depth of our heart to the dua, inshallah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatih. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Allahumma malikal mulk, tu'til mulka man tasha, wa tanzi'ul mulka mimman tasha, wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tuzillu man tasha, biyadikal khair, innaka ala kulli shi'in qadir. تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين O most merciful, gracious, kind and beloved Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy knows no limits, no bounds, has no extent, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this opportunity that you have given us, Ya Allah, by extending your rahmah for another 24 hours in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how do we show shukr and appreciation to that, Ya Allah? O most merciful Allah, you've given us, Ya Allah, another day, Ya Allah, in which, and another night in which we can turn towards you, Ya Allah, and seek from you, Ya Allah, and seek for you, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, O most merciful Allah, you are most merciful of all those who show mercy. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our siblings, our spouses, our children, our family members. Ya Allah, forgive the whole ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, create within us, Ya Allah, a desire, Ya Allah, to step out towards you in search for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, that, oh Allah, that we go out and search for you, Ya Allah, and we become real beloveds and lovers of you, Ya Allah. Oh most merciful Allah, oh most merciful Allah, grant us your muhabbat and your love, and the love of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ya Allah, grant us enthusiasm, Ya Allah, to fulfill each and every one of your orders and commands, Ya Allah. Grant us love for your entire deen. Ya Allah, wherever the ummah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, Ya Allah, especially in Palestine at this moment, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove the sufferings from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O most merciful and gracious Allah, many of us, Ya Allah, have different desires and aspirations from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those desires and aspirations that are permissible, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you grant it, Ya Allah. Those which are impermissible, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove it from our hearts, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, fulfill all our needs, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, those who are ill and sick amongst us in the families, in the ummah, Ya Allah, grant complete shifa, Ya Allah, shifa kamila adila mustamirra, Ya Allah, grant afiyat and khair, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our marhumin, Ya Allah, in our families, in our friends, in our communities, in ummah, Ya Allah, those who have left us, Ya Allah, grant them the highest of jannatul firdaus. O most merciful Allah, give us the tawfiq to continue, Ya Allah, sending isali thawab for them, Lord. Oh, most merciful Allah. Oh, most merciful Allah. The life that we have passed, Ya Allah, had been heedless. It had been in ghaflat and negligence, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, turn our hearts towards you in the balance of our lives. Ya Allah, guide us on the sirat mustaqim. Give us lives of total obedience, total piety and taqwa. Ya Allah, when maut comes to us, Ya Allah, let maut and the malikul maut and all the angels of death, Ya Allah, find us in the best of situations, in the best of conditions, the condition that you will be, Ya Allah, most pleased, Ya Allah, to receive your servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, at that time, give us iman and let iman be filled in our hearts. Let the iman be filled and brimming in our hearts, Ya Allah. Let it be overflowing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us at that time, Ya Allah, that the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is flowing from our tongues. Ya Allah, safeguard us from the adab of the qabr. Ya Allah, grant us all entry into Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. O most merciful Allah, save us all from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us all from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us all from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma hasibana hisaban yasira. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridhaka wal jannah wa na'udhu بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شد ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. يا الله, whatever efforts, whatever deeds, whatever actions we carried out in the month of Ramadan, يا الله, undoubtedly, يا الله, they were all broken efforts, Ya Allah. They are unworthy efforts, Ya Allah. O most merciful Allah, you are Halim and Shakur. Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in these moments that we have left, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making qadr of the time that you have afforded us, Ya Allah, to continue, Ya Allah, in striving for you, Ya Allah, to you. And O most merciful Allah, grant us all ikhlas and sincerity in all that we do, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, that we remain steadfast, Ya Allah, on the deeds that we had been carrying out in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allahumma hadha ad-du'a wa ilayka al-ijaba wa hadha al-juhd wa alayka al-tuklan. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. صلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله وبحمده, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.